South Dakota Bankers Legislative Update, January 12, 2024. State of the State Address. Governor Kristi Noem kicked off the 99th South Dakota Legislative Session with her sixth State of the State Address on Tuesday, January 9, 2024. The governor strayed from the customary State of the State remarks, where typical addresses centered around legislative priorities like strengthening the economy or job creation, and focused her remarks on the top 10 things that prove freedom works here. They are number 10, freedom to keep and bear arms. Number 9, freedom to enjoy the outdoors. Number 8, freedom to farm and ranch. Number 7, freedom to be secure. Number 6, freedom for a second chance. Number 5, freedom to be respected. Number 4, freedom to learn. Number 3, freedom to be healthy. Number 2, freedom for life. And number 1, freedom to work. Embedded in her address were references to several initiatives we may see during this legislative session, such as ongoing recruitment of gun and ammunition businesses, ongoing access to public hunting opportunities for South Dakotans, repeal the expiration of reduction in gross receipts and use tax rates, securing agricultural land from foreign adversaries, advancing new prison facilities for both men and women, relationship building with the tribal communities, and legislation clarifying anti-Semitism as an unfair or discriminatory practice, greater support of South Dakota educators, greater EMS access to all South Dakotans, rural or urban, care programs for moms and babies before birth and after, and career opportunities for all South Dakotans. After the third date of this legislative session, there have been 170 legislative bills filed, with many more expected to be filed prior to the January 25th, which is the last day for unlimited bills to be introduced. Currently, we have not viewed any legislation that is detrimental to the banking industry. However, we do anticipate some to be filed in the coming weeks. Legislative news. As is typically the case, the first group of bills introduced in 2024 consists primarily of legislation introduced on behalf of the executive branch, state agencies, constitutional offices, and interim legislative committees. We will continue to stay abreast of other relevant banking bills as they come. Below is a snapshot of bills we are currently tracking. Senate Bill 38, an act to amend the amount a merchant or a place of business may assess against return checks. This bill was introduced by Senator Michael Roll, District 1, Republican, that allows a merchant or place of business to post a notice stating that a fee will be assessed against return checks. The change to the statute increases the fee from $40 to $60. This bill passed out of Senate Commerce and Energy Committee with a 9-0 vote. The SDBA will continue to monitor this bill. Senate Bill 58, an act to revise provisions regarding money transmission. This bill had its first reading in the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee and was introduced by the South Dakota Department of Labor and Regulation at the request of the Director of Banking. This is a repeal and replace bill to remove inefficiencies from the process of licensing and supervision of money transmitters. It implements a model law developed between the state and industry to achieve a higher degree of coordination between states. Banks remain exempt under this model language. The SDBA will continue to monitor. We anticipate more banking-related bills to share in the weeks ahead. This summary concludes Week 1 of the 99th Legislative Session in Pierre. To learn more and remain engaged about the 2024 Legislative Session, visit the LRC webpage at sdlegislature.gov. The Legislature provides live and archived audio of committee hearings plus Senate and House floor debates. To access both the live audio feed or archived audio files, visit sd.net. We hope you can join us on February 14 in Pierre for the 2024 SDBA State Legislative Day. Go to sdba.com and register today. Thank you and have a great week.